Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough. Keep the faith. Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy with the November 7th show on Cosmic Love. If you want this straight skinny on the deep doo-doo with some cosmic insight on the big picture overview, well, I'll give it my best shot. If you've looked at the Cosmic Love homepage there on BBS Radio, you'll notice that I've got two articles I'll be discussing today. And they both have the same theme of moving from the secular to the sacred and from fear to faith, the spirit that matters at this time of accelerated change on the 2012 timeline. The first article, regard to the global consciousness uprising, the mass awakening from mass illusion, and fear-based delusion. There's some interesting stuff there. You'll notice the picture of the pig flying. I thought it'd be more credible if it was an eagle carrying a piglet, but there you have it. This is in regard to the H1N1 virus, and the caption is referencing how it is really dangerous. Oh, and yes, pigs can fly. So there's a link there to Earth Rainbow Network, and that article at that link, this particular article comes from that link, and Gene Houdon has done this compilation of information. This is quite an extraordinary compilation, and the picture caption and this link are all from this massive amount of information on what's really going on with this H1N1 flu situation. And he exposes a lot of the disinformation and outright hysteria regarding swine flu. It's the best overview I've seen regarding the really inordinate fear-mongering on the subject. And this is the truth that you won't see in the mass media, big pharma-subsidized mass media, where it's virtually banned, because that's where we see truth that's stranger than the fictions we see perpetrated. So the issue here, kind of an overview of this issue, is how fear fixes the mind on worst-case scenarios, blinding any hope or faith by directing attention from the dark recesses of the lower R-complex, the reptilian brain. And the dark ones know this well, and this is a lot of what we see going on is fear-mongering in the mainstream media, and this compilation of articles goes into it. But in particular, this excerpt that I provided in the article from Gene Houdon gives an overview of what's going on with the specific energies of faith versus fear, and what the dynamic is involved here in the collective consciousness. And understanding this dynamic is a big part of overcoming, you might say, blind fears. So he has a quote that he begins this article with where he says, it's clear that the cabal, and the cabal is sometimes referenced in terms of the Illuminati or the powers that be or the power elite, whatever. And he says that it's clear that the cabal is succeeding in maintaining people in fear consciousness, which is exactly where they want everyone to be, and out of range of the prevailing universal vibration of love and oneness in which no soul can be easily manipulated to surrender its innate sovereignty over any kind of dark, fear-bound force. So the global revolution, higher consciousness, that's in process is naturally a challenge to power elite potentates who resort to lowest common denominator fears in the populace to invert, subvert, and pervert higher consciousness. So you've got this dynamic of a global revolution in higher consciousness that's matriculating the matrix of consciousness, the collective consciousness, and you've got these power trips for the power elite, you might say, who are creating and managing fears of all kinds. So the subject here is largely the flu fear. And those who are familiar with Louise Hay understand how the psychosomatic corollary to flu is mass negativity. And how This mass negativity plays into the hands of powers that be that want to sustain the fear matrix of lower consciousness that becomes subservient to their power and control rather than higher consciousness. This is kind of the dynamic involved. This is what we'll be discussing. So Gene goes on to provide in this article that it's linked there on the Cosmic Love homepage. He has an article with good references to this subject, and it's linked there. And he has a quote that begins this series of information that Gene Houdon provides in that article. And that quote, the first one is, "Once the fear of death is transcended, life becomes a transformed experience because that particular fear underlies all others. Few people know what it is like to live without fear. But beyond fear lies joy as the meaning and purpose of existence becomes transparent." Now, this is from a quote by David R. Hawkins, Power versus Force. And this is a book I've recommended many times, this Power versus Force by David R. Hawkins, who's an MD and PhD. The heavy-duty scientific research that confirmed his studies to the scientific community, this research by Hawkins is in-depth on the subject of behavioral kinesiology, muscle testing, and thousands of people that Hawkins has worked with in researching over about a 20-year period the concepts in this book. The research, in fact, was his PhD thesis he got when he was a practicing MD psychiatrist in 1985. At that time, Hawkins had the largest psychiatric practice in the United States. The guy is one of the bona fide geniuses in my book. And in his book, he calibrates people's emotions using these advanced kinesiology techniques. And he calibrated them from levels 20 up to 2,000, 20 being shame, which is perilously proximate to death, which is destructive, and he explains how shame is destructive to emotional and psychological health and makes us prone to physical illness. At the other end of the scale, at 700 to 1,000 is enlightenment. And this is the level of the great ones such as Krishna, Buddha, and Jesus. It's the peak of evolutionary consciousness in the human realm. Another quote from David Hawkins in Power versus Force. He says that fear runs much of the world, spurring on endless activity, fear of enemies, of old age, or death, or rejection, and a multitude of social fears are the basic motivators in most people's lives. From the viewpoint of this level, the world looks hazardous, full of traps and threats. Fear is the favorite official tool for control by oppressive totalitarian agencies. The proliferation of fears is as limitless as the human imagination. Once fear is one's focus, the endless worrisome events of the world feed it. Fearful thinking can balloon into paranoia or generate neurotic defense structures, and because it's contagious, become a dominant social trend, unquote. Again, that's David Hawkins in Power versus Force. So, and here's another quote from David Hawkins from the same book. Human consciousness was dangling at below the 200 level, at 190, for many centuries, before it suddenly rose up to its present level sometime in the mid-1980s. Hence, Nostradamus' end-of-the-world predictions may have been avoided because he made his predictions at a time when human consciousness was below the 200 level. For the world to stay at levels below 200 over a prolonged period of time would cause a great imbalance that would undoubtedly lead to the destruction of all humanity. The power, and this is where Hawkins, this is really interesting if you read his book, it's one of my top 10 favorite all-time books. And he says that the power of the few individuals at the top counterbalances the weakness the weaknesses of the masses. He says that one individual at level 300 counterbalances 90,000 individuals below level 200. One individual at level 500 counterbalances 750,000 individuals below level 200. And one individual at level 700 counterbalances 70 million individuals below level 200. In other words, as a co-creator of the world, once you step out of the low vibratory level of fear and vibrate at the level of courage and above, not only will you be transforming your own personal life into an incredible experience, you will also be helping to raise the consciousness of mankind and will become a part in co-creating a less fearful world for everyone. Now, this is profound stuff, that this is true, that some of the most important information that any light worker, light bearer, light weaver could comprehend. Anyone that's really serious about the SOS to save our society, you might say, will realize with this understanding that to the extent that they raise their own vibratory level out of fear, they raise in synchronous resonance in the morphic energy fields of the planet, and you know, this nonlinear connection with all other individuals, they actually influence the raising of consciousness of other individuals. So this is, I guess, where that quote from Gandhi came from, you know, be the change you want to see in the world. Now, Gene Houdon, in this compendium, of which this is an excerpt that I just read, goes on to further explore this topic, and he recommends an excellent document by the Global Coherence Project. Now, the Global Coherence Project is done a lot of research with institutions like the HeartMath Institute and the HeartMath Laboratory. Some of you may be familiar with it. And other organizations, I'm going to reference them, regarding this collective consciousness, this collective energy that we're all a part of. And this dynamic of a global revolution in higher consciousness, how one individual, you know, how higher consciousness in any individual floats all boats, you might say, or floats all ships like a rising tide. How the expression is, if enough good people just do enough, if enough good people, so to speak, just raise their vibratory rate, it will dramatically raise the consciousness of others. We've all heard this before, but let me read this quote from the Global Coherence Project. Quote, people worldwide are experiencing mounting concerns about climate change, terrorism, fossil fuel dependency, food and product safety, and financial insecurity. The accelerating pace of change, along with increasing levels of stress, is contributing to a momentum of global incoherence and instability. Research at HeartMath Laboratories has shown that stress feelings not only affect personal health and well-being, but they also radiate outward from the heart like radio waves and are detected by the nervous systems of others who are in our environment. Stressful events all over the world are repeatedly broadcast globally via television and the internet, creating and amplifying stress waves. When our nervous systems detect these stress waves, it can create a background feeling of unease. When we don't know how to manage the unease, our mental, emotional, and physical systems can become overloaded and drained. Unresolved stress accumulates and depletes people's systems and becomes incoherence in people's personal lives, workplaces, families, and in society. A positive side of this increased stress is that more people are naturally going to their hearts, to a deeper look at their own inner resources, and seek deeper connections with others. An increasing number of people are looking to their hearts for guidance to adjust the pace of change, manage the stress, and make more peaceful adjustments with stressors that they can't yet change. They are becoming more aware that there is a planetary shift taking place, revolution in higher consciousness that I mentioned. And this planetary shift is about opening of the heart of the individuals and the collective consciousness. As a result, many people are feeling a desire to put out more genuine, heartfelt care to each other and to a planet in need. And I referenced this on the homepage, on one of the articles at the bottom, one of the articles as the SOS to save our society, a planet in need. Another quote from this Coherence Project, quote, "It may be easy to conceive that life forms embedded in the Earth's complex magnetic field are affected by modulations in the field, but it's far more reaching to suggest the Earth's field may be influenced or modulated by collective human emotions. HeartMath researchers theorize that when a large number of humans respond to a global event with a common emotional feeling, it can affect activity in the Earth's magnetic field. When an event evokes stress responses, this could be viewed as a planetary incoherence stress wave. Conversely, a positive emotional wave could create a global coherence wave. This perspective is supported by research at HeartMath showing that emotions not only create coherence or incoherence in our bodies, but also radiate outward like radio waves and are detected by the nervous systems of those around us. Additionally, scientists have seen evidence of global effect when a large number of people create similar outgoing emotional waves. Research from the Global Consciousness Project, which utilizes a worldwide network of random number generators, provides compelling evidence that human consciousness and emotionality create a global field effect that can change the randomness of these electronic devices. The greatest change in the random number generators occurred during the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. More intriguing was that the random number generators were significantly affected 4 to 5 hours prior to the attacks, suggesting an unconscious worldwide collective intuition of the impending events. Furthermore, 2 space weather satellites monitoring the Earth's geomagnetic field also displayed a significant spike at the time of the September 11th attack and for a period thereafter, indicating the stress wave was detected in the geomagnetic field of the Earth. Now, those who studied Rupert, that's unquote, by the way, and then I was going to go on to say, those who studied Rupert Sheldrake and Bruce Lipton and others are well aware of this 100th monkey effect of how something in the collective consciousness will reach critical mass and affect other people. Well, what this is saying here with this Global Coherence Project, this Global Consciousness Project, what they're finding out is that there are subtle energies that they can now detect with extremely sensitive equipment that registers these stress waves of either coherence or incoherence. And it's like the technology of Curlian photography that photographs the human aura. We don't hear about it a lot. We know the technology exists. Well, they now have this technology that that registers through satellites and through these number generators. It actually registers spikes in coherence or incoherence, which would be set of wave crests you have, the depressions, in these wave generators, of these patterns, showing when there is, you might say, a significant emotional collective response with different events. Now, I remember how reading about this consciousness project and the research that showed there was a huge spike when Obama was elected of a positive coherence and hope and faith and all those things, that the reason he was elected. Just as during 9/11, there was also a huge spike of incoherence have emotional energy generated. And so there's these different peaks and valleys, you might say, and these waves that are created in the morphic fields, sometimes called the morphic energy grids of Earth, and how human consciousness, the whole point is how human consciousness, there's you know, science is at a primitive stage of understanding this, but the science that we have evidences that there is a direct impact on the energy fields of the Earth energy fields, the collective consciousness, and it actually influences the energy fields, the electromagnetic fields of the planet that the satellites pick up. This is pretty profound stuff. So Jean Houdon, who provided this information on that link I provided above, it was with a much more extensive newsletter that he provides weekly, and you can sign up for those free if you're interested in them. It's a lot more information than a lot of people want. This one was in particular addressing the issue of the flu and flu fear and the fear-mongering, and then a lot of science news about the flu that's come out also. And he provides hundreds of short excerpts from articles with the link to the full articles to read the articles. And he gets into other subjects, and he also has synchronized global meditations, his weekly meditation focuses that he prepares and networks worldwide. And you can sign up for those free. And the whole point of that is that it's a way to connect together with all life with meditations, prayers, invocations, to generate a synchronous love vibrations at a soul level through our heart chakra. And his whole point in doing this is that we can have collectively a most powerful positive influence as guided from source within towards facilitating the global awakening underway. And that his point is that this global revolution in higher consciousness I refer to, there's no stopping it. This is the divine destiny of the planet, and it's happening. So it basically not only leaves us with the most profoundly blissful sense of oneness and solidarity or solidly loving, grounded faith and inner visionary knowledge, that's moving all of us in the right direction. And I call it upwising and uprising. And it would be impossible and foolish to not give to this love service the importance and high priority it deserves in our lives right now, especially right now, because we're at a really critical time. These number generators and these systems for detecting the coherence and incoherence of energies on the planet are finding that there's a real depression in the collective consciousness of the planet. This fear flu thing is really this national emergency hyped thing with flu, and you know, it's being hyped to the stratosphere, and it's really depressing the planet, the collective consciousness, whatever. And so a good way to work through that is to read the articles, scan the ones that you're interested in, and you might even join Jean Houdon's synchronized global meditations to be part of the solution rather than feeding into the mainstream media fear matrix. So Jean goes on in the article that I provided on the Cosmic Love webpage, that first article. There's a link, and it goes on to other information about flu that is very sobering, and some things that were in the mainstream news about what's going on in the Ukraine. I'm sure some of you have heard about that. And he has some good information that you can read there on your own. And that's all I have to say about that. So I'm going to go on. Now I've got a little time left, and I wanted to discuss the next article. And that link is on the Cosmic Love webpage, and it references the November 11th, 2009 prelude. Now, when I say prelude, it's like this is the prelude to a major opus, you might say, a symphony of energies that are coming forth over this next year. And there is a synchronicity in the time and the cycles right now. And I'm referencing some, you might say, components to the capstone vision of the big picture of the big shift on this accelerated 2012 timeline to galactic zero point. So I'm going to be going into that a little bit now. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I'm going to try to move from more the secular to the sacred. And this subject of linking the light of consciousness, involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness, is the theme here, and I'm going to begin with the quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson, when he says that what lies behind us and what lies before us are small matters compared to what lies within us. So we're back to the issue of conscious evolution. Earth is a platform for the evolution of souls. It is a cosmic stage with a great cosmic drama now unfolding. Many old and new souls will now see a grand finale at this momentous time. It's been called the end of time as we have known it. And this would be the birthing of a new world. What do you expect with the new instant everywhere and interactive internet making our horse and buggy system of representative government an oxymoron? In other words, the institutions that have evolved have succeeded to the point, you know, our core social institutions have succeeded to the point where we're seeing gross defects obscure actual gains. We have this new instant everywhere interactive internet, and our representative government is still a horse and buggy system. that when it was created 200 and some years ago, you know, representatives had to be physically go to Washington, D.C. to represent us. Well, you know, with the internet, there's no reason why people could not be represented more directly. And a whole new world, the old world, is basically come to a point where it barely serves the purpose for which it was created. And a new world is coming. Now, what that new world looks like, what it will look like, only the revolution in higher consciousness will outpicture that understanding. And it won't happen collectively until there's enough revolution, evolution of consciousness in the mainstream to make it so. So there's a unique dynamic going on here that I referenced in the previous article. And winning from the beginning of this global transformation is not a mystery when the full portents of global knowledge power fulfills our global divine destiny. We all know there's unprecedented power to know better and do better with the internet, and this instant everywhere interactive capability is driving the accelerated rate of global transformation. The emerging blueprint for a golden age is becoming self-evident as pure intention focuses attention on the path of ascension, the momentous opportunity for all souls now to come up higher, uprising, uprising, etc. So our solar system is crossing the galactic plane of the Milky Way galaxy through 2012. There's an alignment of planets in our solar system, stellar bodies in our galaxy, all coming into alignment with Alderaan. How do you pronounce that? the great central sun of our galaxy. There's a giant sun that all of the other stars in our Milky Way galaxies orbit around. And as our solar system is now coming up through and aligning with those energies, these cosmic energies are morphing a cosmic consciousness of a multidimensional nature. I'm going to be going into that a little bit. And the shift in these cosmic energies is prelude to a shift in human consciousness. This is the 11-11-11 prelude I'm referring here to, because there's a synchronicity in different keynote times where more people are coming to an awareness of key significators in this global revolution in higher consciousness. So heaven knows that our global humanity is awakening to a new reality. And this new reality is how we are co-creating, as I referenced before, not just our consciousness, but our whole world. There's an understanding here whereby all social problems are symptoms of a deeper psychological crisis that we're seeing now. All geopolitical problems are at their core a poverty consciousness. Our global economic crisis is at its root a crisis of consciousness. The problem isn't the economy, it's the criminals who are running it. And I could go into that, but I'm going to try and move from the secular to the sacred here. Faith in our divine destiny is sabotaged by doomsday fears of death, which again I referenced in the previous article. False flag fears, the terror tactics of tyrants that hijack higher consciousness. They take us to that lowest common denominator fear matrix. Since perception is reality, one must pay attention with pure attention. To navigate fear on the outer, we need to know the spirit that matters on the inner. And as we become aware of how we are conscious, conscience rules. So the theme here, of course, I go into in the different shows, is the cosmic love theme. How with love as the rule for conscientious evolution, love rules. And then the higher the concept of love as cosmic law, as a frame of reference for the laws and language of consciousness for involving and evolving consciousness, love rules. It's the eternal scheme of a free will universe where inadvertently we get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. If we're asking for greater love with pure intention, focused attention, our evolutionary ascension becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So to the extent that we comprehend universal law language, this multi-dimensional nature of co-creation through conscious manifestation, we naturally become more aware of how we are conscious. This is how we naturally evolve and naturally evolve our individual and collective consciousness. So I've talked a lot in previous shows about the galactic shift, the galactic energies, and the mysteries of quantum reality, and cosmic law, cosmic love, the language of light of consciousness, the language of light as consciousness, and how this is an exquisite metaphor, the language of light of consciousness as consciousness. And I provide links on the website in this article that goes into this. It's an exquisite metaphor for basically understanding the dynamics of this revolution in higher consciousness that's in process. Now, I'm not going to have chance today to finish this article on cosmic love. You can go ahead and read it on the Cosmic Love website. It goes into more detail in the understanding of this framework of cosmic law and what's going on, and what you can use is simple disciplines between your ears, you know, on your own, for linking the light of cosmos through 2012. This linking of the light is not just the alignment of our solar system with the galactic plane of star systems in the Milky Way. It's also linking the light of consciousness of humanity with the higher divine destiny of Earth at this unique time in cosmic history. You might say that God has methods, universal methods. Quantum physics has revealed this methodology whereby quantum reality becomes our net reality to the extent that we center and connect with this universal law language governing energy manifestation and conscious evolution. So it's all connected. This process of governing conscience in our global village, it's connected in a nonlinear way. You know, thoughts have wings. We are what we believe. We become what we believed. We are what we think. We become what we thought. We are what we feel. We become what we felt. We are what we do. We become what we did. And this is true collectively. There are energies that these quantum energies, and the HeartMath Institute research shows that auric fields, auric energies of individuals are connected locally, and they now know they're connected globally. And this is really a profound understanding. And we're really talking about the energies of the what's called the holographic universe. The laws of energy frame the whole holographic universe from single cell to stellar galaxies. These laws are framed by the fractal geometry of nature, the first principles of geometrically ordered divinity. And as the brilliant pioneer of quantum reality, Bruce Lipton, explains in his short YouTube video on fractal geometry, and that link is provided in the article on the Cosmic Love website, he explains how the genesis of all creation is not linear particles, you know, physicality, nor nonlinear waves energetically, but it's the interfaced synergistically in all archetypal dimensions of creation. This is referred to as chaos theory because it's unpredictable. You know, mankind has free will, so anything is possible. But there's laws involved here. There's principles involved. And for the upward mobile uprising and uprising in consciousness, and to the extent an individual understands these laws and frames his consciousness of how he is conscious with, you might say, psyche feedback, just like biofeedback gives mastery over unconscious body processes, psyche feedback gains mastery over unconscious mental processes. As you become conscious of how you were unconscious, you evolve conscience or consciousness. So this understanding of this framework of geometrically ordered divinity is ancient. It's ancient Hermetic wisdom that referenced how in the beginning God geometrized. And as I say in my, those who have subscribed to my Geonotes news group, which you can do for free, I say that in the end we become what we geometrize. You know, basically we frame our environmental processes, and then those processes frame us. You know, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. So this language of consciousness is a framing of the whole holistic healing and otherwise holy nature of universal law language. And this is what I go into in this article, that framework, and how this is the order of the holographic universe that frames the laws and language of light and of consciousness with these pure geometry archetypes that represent the golden rule law language of consciousness, the creative learning processes of consciousness, the quintessential foundation of self-governance, how we govern ourselves and ideally govern our relationships with others. So cosmic law has an inadvertent correspondence to cosmic consciousness of a more conscious or otherwise enlightened nature. The language of physical light directly corresponds to the language of light as consciousness. As a more mature conscience, as sacred light governs the secular, the disconnect and disease in the soul of humanity heals naturally, just as darkness dissipates at the dawn of day. As people become more conscious of how they are conscious, they realize how they were unconscious. This is an enlightening process for those with pure intent for a full spectrum conscience of the sacred. Those lacking pure intention offer suffer the sense of separation with the limited range of the full spectrum and just don't get it, the white light of a full spectrum conscience for a moral compass. There's a great quote on this subject from Bruce Lipton, who's one of the quantum field energy conscience gurus out there these days, and he says that many spiritual people anticipate the return of white light to the planet. They imagine that it will come in the form of a unique individual like Buddha, Jesus, or Muhammad. However, from my newly acquired spirituality, I see that white light will only return to the planet when every human being recognizes every other human being as an individual frequency of the white light. That's a great thought form for your meditation, contemplation, whatever. But to pick up on that theme, the conscious movement towards global enlightenment is typically derided by those who don't get it. The meaning of the term light bearer or light worker or the light weavers who would link the light of full spectrum conscience in our social networks. Now, Albert Einstein had an interesting quote in this regard when he said that matter is energy and energy is light. We are all light beings. And that was Albert Einstein speaking, one of the original pioneers of quantum reality. So whether you call them light bearers or light workers or light weavers or just light beings as Albert Einstein, the SOS to save our society is now linking the light of light workers, light weavers, light beings with a new social conscience in our ubiquitous global social networks. Internet net reality. So I'm going to do a wrap at this point. I thank you for listening to Cosmic Love. We'll catch you in a couple weeks. There's more information in the articles on the BBS Radio homepage. I hope you enjoy it. And look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the Internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality, that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience. It will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.